MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Joining now with Simthembile Bapela, investment analyst at FNB Wealth and Investments. Simthembile, appreciate the early morning time. Talking rising fuel prices, and our petrol price did drop 12 cents last week, but of course the government is still giving us a 1.50 rand sort of discount for the rest of this month. June looks like we're going to have a fairly steep increase in it. This obviously, higher fuel price makes for higher inflation, which pushes up interest rates, and this has impacts on investing, negative for bonds, but also it can be have a negative impact on equities generally because of how we do valuation techniques. I'm thinking particularly discounted cash flows and the like, where you're using that interest rate as one of your input numbers.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And as you said, that at least April and May, there was some intervention from the government to kind of support higher fuel prices, but June, the market is expecting quite a massive increase just because we're not going to have kind of that safety net. So we are seeing that, fuel prices are going to have quite an impact on investing. And as you've mentioned, definitely on fixed income assets, but also on equities as well.
Consumer stocks obviously being hit here. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Inflation takes money out of the pocket of consumers, particularly when that inflation is in the transport space as well. But you made the point that actually banks can do fairly well in a higher interest rate environment.
Yeah, so generally high interest rates are positive for banks. That's the nature of the market. Where there's losers, they are winners, and banks tend to do well in high interest rate cycles, kind of hiking part. But there is caution there as well, because the rate of increase didn't necessarily offset or put down a pressure on consumers, their ability, to borrow and save, which in turn has, a negative effect, and can offset that benefit that higher interest rates have to banks. Yeah. But generally, tend to be quite well in this market.
Yeah. I take your point in that. Just good old-fashioned affordability for loans in particular could take some of the shine off that. Obviously, locally, there's companies such as Sasol. They well linked to oil price. Co-op Agri, who do the retail results out yesterday, they've got the fuel retail business. And even we've got global and local oil ETNs. But you've also picked up on two offshore companies you particularly like. The one providing technology services within the industry, so benefiting from that. And I'm going to be a little bit sly here and leave the pronunciation of the company to you, because it looks German and it looks like a tongue twister.
Yeah, so I settled on Schlumberger. No one has corrected me as yet, so I'm just going with it. So yeah, we quite like that company. As you mentioned, it does provide tech and services to the energy industry for reservoir categorization, for drilling, for production, and for processing. And so it's not an energy company, but it has exposure to energy companies. So it does give you part of a sort of an indirect exposure to the energy play, while at the same time, consumers might be wanting to pay directly via the likes of, as you mentioned, Apple, Co-op Agri, which are in the local space. So we do like the companies. Enphase Energy is also a nice company looking offshore. They're also a tech company that develops and sells software for energy solutions. So it's also a similar play there, but they do provide license exposure from an international perspective for local investors.
And interesting, both of them. And Schlumberger sounds perfectly fine to me. I'm not going to correct you on that. Enphase Energy, both sort of tech orientated and supplying into the industry rather than the sort of traditional a Shell or a BP. And certainly Shell and BP are having knockout numbers. But these guys perhaps got almost in a sense a little bit more leverage, because as Shell and BP are having those knockout numbers, they turn into their suppliers, such as these two, and ramping up orders.
Correct. And industry fundamentals have been quite favorable. There's been steady demand, or rather a steady demand recovery. There is a tight supply market, and also supportive oil prices currently that are benefiting these companies that are kind of, as you mentioned, they are the suppliers or the producers to the energy players in the market. So the outlook for, you know, the likes of Bloomberg and okay, these tech companies that, you know, provide services to energy players, the outlook is quite positive for them. The margins look good, looking forward, and also from a valuation perspective, they do seem to be offering value to investors.
We'll leave it at that. Sintabeli Bapala, investment analyst, FNB Wealth and Investments. Appreciate the early morning time. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.